You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Right, now welcome. We're back to, with part two, and just we thought that we might have the doc ring in from Sydney, but he gives us a time that he rings in, and he's that time has come and gone. Don and Sue and Jordan and Ivan, who are these are the people in the house. And during the break, you might have noticed that, or you might have remembered that Don had this convoluted conversation about having a magic coffee. So during the break, between parts one and part two, Don has got in what he would call his car. It's just a thing on four wheels with a tray on the back of it. And everyone gets into the back like they're cattle. And Don drives down there with his, like he's got a bottle up his arse, and we're all bouncing around in the back of the tray. And we got four magic coffees. Well, seriously, that'll be the last magic coffee I have. For a start, it was half full. I only get half a cup.
That's the magic.
Yeah, but you get a kick out of the half.
That's a very good line. Ivan says that's the magic of it. You pay full price and the magic is that it's only half full. What did you say, Don?
You get a kick out of this.
Has it kicked you up?
Yep.
Well, then off you go with some topics then. Come on.
Can't you hit the button, you dummy? You're a performing monkey.
I'm a performing monkey. You're like
You're like the organ grinder. Someone's wound you up today and you're off.
The only thing you resemble a monkey is you can pick shit out of your backside, Don. That's what monkeys do, and they throw it at people who look at them in the zoo. Now, Don, I have asked you four times now, have you got any topics? And I don't know if you're doing it on purpose or not, but if you berate me after this and say I didn't have a chance to say what I wanted to, in the meantime, while you're contemplating what I said, I'm going to give Mick Christian, who's got the T-shirts and the caps, reruns of that. These are the shout-outs that Mick... I've got a shout-out from a bloke called... Now, Sue. Sue had to... you didn't have to tell me his name, because he'll be listening to this, and I knew his name. But his name's Callum Ferguson. And he was on my boat with Sue... Not just with Sue, but there was 30 other people on it, so he
Hang on, Sue and him, not an item.
The
boat's not that big.
It was 30 people on it, Sue, wasn't it?
Yeah, you could double it.
60.
Yeah, you could.
60.
So we're doing all right for
Don,
30.
Don, there was 30 people on the boat, Callum Ferguson.
What's the name of the boat, Sue?
Angst.
Angst, okay.
Yeah, because it makes him angst. He's got so much angst.
I just wanted to add that so somebody might see it. Angst.
Go on, Sam.
No, I've had three goes at it. Don, this is what Don does. It's had nothing to do with what the boat's called. So Callum Ferguson was on the boat, and he was accompanying, not as a partner, just as a friend, Lord Botham.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Botham.
Mm-hmm.
Where from?
Maybe England.
Lord Botham is from the Seychelles Islands.
He's got a knighthood. He's got a knight. Yeah. Seychelles Islands, that's off Africa. He lives
in
Seychelles.
I'm joking. He's from England. He's from Britain.
Well, why'd you say that?
You said where from? Sir Ian Botham. Do you know who Sir Ian Botham?
Oh, well, Ian. Yeah, I know Ian Botham, the cricketer. When you said Lord Botham, I thought you were talking about aristocracy.
He is. He's Lord Botham.
No, he's not. He comes from Yorkshire or somewhere like
he
that.
He is Lord Botham. He is Sir Ian Botham, and his lord and his lady, his wife, is Lady Botham. Might be a baroness. What does it matter? Ian Botham and Callum Ferguson listens to the podcast, and I said, I'll give you a shout out.
Who listens? Ian Ferguson. What's his name? Ian Callum Ferguson and Ian Botham. They both listen.
No, Ian doesn't because he lives in England.
We've got a following in England
sure that he listens, but Callum does. And he was accompanying, he was on the boat.
What's Callum like?
He's good.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hello.
He's not sure.
Yeah, he was easy.
Hello.
Why would he listen to this?
Oh, why do 60,000 people a week listen to it, Don?
Because they're intellectually disabled.
Say that again. Did you? What did you say then? What did you say? I heard the disabled, but what was the first word?
Intellectually.
Yes. See if you can enunciate, Don. Not intellectually disabled. The marijuana oil during
Come
the
on, hurry up. What else?
All up, what else?
You've been on something last night. You're on a roll today. Thank God, Don.
Thank God, Don. I've asked you four times for some topics and we've had fucking
no,
fuck
you're
all
on a
from
roll.
You.
I know how to play this game. It's like Abbott and Costello.
Well, will I try one? And I'm going to finish Mick's shout-outs or else we'll never get them done. So I said Callum Ferguson and Lord Botham, they were on the boat, and I tell you who rang me, and you'll just I'm now segueing. Shane Crawford got in touch with me. Do you remember we went and saw Joseph in his magic Technicolor dream coat, which I think you're wearing, Don, today? Ivan, just as an aside, Shane said you should take all the boys and the girls and.
Does he talk about that, does he?
The non-binaries and the LGBTQ.
Do you think there were a few of them in the cast?
It doesn't matter, Don. LGBTQ plus people out. Two spirit people.
What?
Two spirits.
What do you mean?
Because you can have two spirits. You can have two personalities. Don't worry about it. It's a thing.
That's a new one.
It's a new one. It is. Oh. You look it up. Two spirit.
We're on the cutting edge.
Anyhow, he said, why don't you take the cast out in the boat? And I said, I'd be very happy to do that.
Yeah, well, I was with you.
That's why I'm saying to you. I said, do you remember, Don?
Yes, I do.
Said, well, then you just said I was on
come
the
on,
boat.
Come on, come on, come on.
So they're coming out on the boat on the 9th, all the cast. Shane confirmed this. And the reason I'm
is
saying
all right,
this is...
Shane?
What?
How is he?
What do you mean, is he all right?
Well, I've put a couple of calls and he never returns them and I just wondered
What's
how he was.
What's it got to do with what I'm talking about?
Well, I just wondered how his health was.
Well, that's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Shane got in touch with me and said the cast are still willing to come or wanting to come, and I hope Sue comes because she can speak to people while you just look and Google it, go goggle at them. She can come on. And would you come and be part
no.
of the Well, just give it some thought, Don.
No, I have.
You yeah, I know, yeah, you gave it one more.
It's a boring day. What do? Go across and get a pizza
on
the other
side?
No.
I fix the plumbing.
You what?
I pull up the carpet. I fix the light. I fill the esky.
Do
the ropes?
One of the bathrooms sprung a leak. The pipe broke while we were about to cast off. 30 people on the boat were about to cast off on New Year's.
They hang their asses over the bow?
It wasn't the toilet that broke. It was a pipe that broke in the bathroom that puts water into the hand basin. It wasn't people...
Well, they can put their hands over the bow of the boat and wash their hands.
The pipe broke underneath the floor. Do you think they're going to get on their hands and knees and put their hands underneath the fucking bottom of the boat, Don, you fucking moron? So anyhow, the boat holds 4,000 litres of fresh water. 2,000 of them had leaked into the bedroom, and Sue gets down there with a pair of
with a bucket. Gloves, rubber gloves.
There wasn't shit there, Don. It wasn't need gloves. She got down there with a screwdriver, not a Phillips head one, a flat bladed screwdriver, and she screwed the little metal clamp up to the pipe and saved the day, or else we would have 30 people on the boat.
Why couldn't you have done it?
No, he's
what,
not mechanical at all. No,
he's up
useless.
On the top deck.
No, he's no good. He can drive.
How many stories up? Three stories? Four?
Three, well, maybe.
Four? How many stories?
Maybe four.
The good ship Venus.
Three.
Three stories, is it, Sue?
Split level four.
Four stories.
Three, split level.
It must be huge, this boat. How many people do you say it's on it, Sue?
A lot.
60?
Yeah, 30 at this time, but we've had 42.
Have you finished, Don?
And are they all on the rubber mat? Does he tow them out on the rubber mat?
We didn't have the rubber mat off this side, but the time before we did.
Did we?
That was
How
a hit.
Far
Big
out
hit.
Were we? Were on a sand? Is he run aground lately?
No. No, no. No. He's been good.
What?
He's
so,
coming.
So this has got nothing to do with what
hang
you're...
On,
just
on.
A minute,
whoa,
Don.
Whoa, what's... Just, who is that, Sue?
What, now you want to come onto the boat?
Oh, I do.
Don, Hang on. Please don't look at things on the phone and then just go on to talk about them as though people know what you're talking about. So Sue fixed the day. She fixed the pipe. Why couldn't I do it? Well, I was up trying to pacify people saying I couldn't have fixed it anyhow because I'm not technically capable, but she was fantastic. She, the cat's mother here, the woman that can do one-arm press-ups with a leg in the air and has kicked herself in the face and made a nosebleed, all that same person, Don. And she, so I'm up there saying, people saying, why are we going out? No, they didn't say that, but I said, so if she hadn't fixed the pipe, we'd be rooted. That's a naval term, a marine term, rooted. We wouldn't have been seaworthy.
So I think Sam was standing up thinking, how many more words can I swear? How many more vocabularies could I get out?
That's right. So anyhow, the reason I'm mentioning this is that we went out and the cast of Joseph Technicolor, Magic Technicolor Dreamcoat cast, want to come out in the boat, and Shane confirmed that they were coming out. And we might get Phoebe to come out, seeing as she sued us into going
and
see.
Do you think she'll wear that hat?
With the feathers?
What? Yeah, the black thing with the feathers.
What, a boa on the boat?
Yeah, she would.
Now, this is not the Melbourne Cup, Don. This is how
Well, it would be as big as the Melbourne Cup going out in your boat.
Well, if you come, Don, and why should we have
We've got Lord Botham.
So that was a shout-out
to
him.
We've got Sue Stanley, OIM.
Oh, well, you've got that's something you've remembered.
Now, Sue, these ladies...
Yes, Don.
..on the mat being towed behind the boat...
They're not being towed.
Are they... They just aerobic students of yours?
Oh, no. They're just ladies who come onto the boat.
Well, they're all pretty tidy, Sue.
They're not bad, are they?
They're the daughters. They're the daughters of some of the people who are on the boat and their friends. We didn't ask. I don't ask those girls onto the boat. They come with their mothers and people who are invitees. Don, give me the phone back. I want to read out the shout-out.
I don't think you're getting the phone back.
Well, stop perving on it, Don. You've lifted the table up. The table has visibly risen here. You can't get that excited over it. They're pretty good-looking girls. To be honest. So, weren't they? They were the daughters of some of the people on the boat.
Who was on the boat?
Or do you want me to mention the 30 names?
Yeah.
No, I've mentioned two of them, Callum Ferguson and Lord Botham and Sue.
That's three.
That's three. I know that. I can count on. Yeah, I'm not going through the other 30 because I can't remember who they were. So this is the final shout-out. This is from MichaelChristianMenswear.com up your bum, right? And if you're typing in Michael Christian Menswear, don't put up your bum because I've just made that up. These are three boys. These are shout-outs for Michael Christian Menswear.
Boys.
He says three boys. I'm taking it on
boys
face value.
It's a connotation. They're feminine, a little bit feminine. Boys, men.
You moronic fucking asshat. What are you talking about? These are three boys from Belmont, which I presume is in Geelong.
Oh, they'd be tough down there, Geelong, Belmont. You'd be a little frightened in your younger day to go around Belmont.
Is that where the dogs run, Belmont?
Have a listen to
fucking
these
dogs,
two.
You idiot. This is have a listen to fucking little Sir Echo
this
over
is
here.
Ivan and Don trying to be humorous, thinking they're smart by bantering backwards and forwards. Go ahead, boys. See if you can entertain the people listening.
Where's the crickets?
Yet you're fucked, Ivan, because you can't think of anything to say and Don's just sitting there about to swallow the
Come
microphone.
Come on, give us a
three
shout
boys
out.
From Belmont. Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin.
Don't repeat every name I mentioned, Don. Kevin O'Leary. Danny Hughes.
Oh,
I knew you were going to say Danny Hughes. Is that the footballer? I'm sure it's not. And Steve Hicker.
Who?
Steve Hicker.
They're the boys from Belmont.
Yes. Three boys from Belmont. Kevin O'Leary, Danny Hughes and Steve Hicker. Also, this is a shout out, not from Belmont, this boy. This is boy is from Mandurah. Oh, how do you say that?
Mandurah. It's a whistle.
Mandurah.
No. He's a West Australian boy.
Hang on.
An intellectual bloody dummy we've got here.
At least me mispronouncing a word has got
there we go.
A bit of decorum. Hang on, the guests coming.
We can't swear.
No, don't swear. Now, Don, what's the time?
We're early.
She's early. That's all right.
So Don.
Oh, shit.
No, so Don. No, please, mate. Come on. Do you know we have not spoken about a topic?
No, that. Well, we might as well keep it consistent.
So,
can I give a shout
no,
out?
No, shut up, Don. No, I'm serious. I'll turn you off in a minute. These are the three boys from Belmont we've done. Also, Robert O'Grady from Mandurah.
No, Mandurah.
Mandurah. Mandurah. In from WA.
South of Perth.
He says here, Western Australia. And then Jennifer, oh my God, Jennifer Orada, O-U-R-A-D-A, Orada from Canton, Georgia, USA. God almighty, Jennifer Orada from Canton, Georgia, USA, who purchased a cap for her brother Stephen Johnson from Clifton Hill.
Steve Johnson.
Yeah, he's a footballer
from Geelong. No, it's not. Well, look, there could be a couple of people called Steve Johnson in the world, you reckon, that, Don, that don't play football for Geelong?
I think he's coaching Wangaratta Rovers this year.
I don't think so. He's from Mandurah.
Daniel Andrews' father was the treasurer, I think, at Wangaratta Rovers Football Club. Daniel Andrews, you know, topic? Our premier?
What has that got to do
with Steve Johnson?
From what's that got to do with Jennifer Orada from Canton, Georgia, who purchased a cap for her brother Stephen Johnson, probably not the footballer, who lives in Clifton Hill. Now this is what Michael Christian Menswear Man says. Jennifer listens every week. You remember Jennifer from Canton in Georgia? Jennifer listens every week and is pleased to hear people understand the crooked US political situation. This is, you know, about how Donald Trump was routed out of office. When she gets back to Australia, well, wait for this, Don, she insists on meeting Don.
Insists?
That's what it says. I don't make this up, Don. She insists on meeting you. Holy mackerel, she's coming from Georgia, that'll give her a good grounding because I think they're out in the bush, aren't they, somewhere?
No, that's...
rural, in the Rust Belt?
No, that's the hillbilly, they're in...
Yeah, hillbilly.
She from that area.
Well, she, I told
bit
you
like
where
New
she
Milford,
was, I told
Tassie.
You where she was from, I told you she was from fucking, I said that, Georgia. Georgia on my mind. So they're the shout-outs, right?
Well, hang on, I've got one or two. Wendy Payton, who listens to this, driving from Frankston Railway Station to...
Does it matter where she drives from? She just listens.
Well, on a trip home. So Wendy Payton and Sam from Be Fit Foods.
Where have I heard that name before?
Now Sam from Be Fit Foods. She's terrific. She's in reception. I went there again the other day and stocked up. Because their variety is unbelievable and the food is very, very good. And whilst I was there, said a man was in just as I walked in who listened to this program and went down because he listened to us talking or spruiking Be Fit Foods.
Spruking?
Well, we spruik it,
sounds
don't
like
we?
We're advertising it. We're just speaking on behalf of Kate Save.
I have one of the dim sim balls every night as a meal.
Pardon, Don?
Dim sim, you know, father's balls.
You know we're on air, Don.
Her father designed or made up the recipe for the balls.
Designed some balls.
Yes, it's his balls. They're big ones like the ones at South Melbourne Market.
How would you design dim sim balls? You just roll them up in your hand. Well, yeah, you wouldn't have to design them, you fool.
So what would you put around a dim sim ball? What is that white stuff?
Your mouth. wouldn't you?
Yes. Very good.
That's what you'd put around a dim sim ball, I reckon. You'd put your gob around it.
There we go. We've lost him.
You're seriously.
Anyway, they're my two shout-outs, Wendy and Sam. Sam.
All right. Now, you won't believe
Be
this,
Fit Don. Food.
You won't believe this.
What?
We're on to Give us your first topic for the day. No, I'm not hitting a button. I want you to come up with a topic or else you're not.
Well, I did a lot. I was going to talk about... You ready for this? Because we're going to finish off now because I'm sick of this. I'd rather have a guest. Can we do an interview?
Don, the guest is coming up.
I was going to talk about Rock Wiz. I was going to talk about the races, the lockout at the quarantine station. 4 out of 6, the Victorian government. NDIS. Hey, we should do a thing on NDIS. Hang on. That National Disability Scheme? That's a rip-off.
Did you say I was going to talk about, and then you've mentioned 5 topics? You said I was going to talk about...
He's got a second page.
He's on to the second page. I was going to talk about 5... You've got 10 topics here you were going to talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you going to talk about any of them?
No, because they're too heavy.
Oh.
When you're in a heavy mood, I'll talk about them. I'll keep those.
Well, look, I'll open up with a light-hearted topic. Does this infuriate you? Tell me this. No, I'm happy to be...
Sue, do you remember that show Deliverance, or are you too young to remember Deliverance?
I remember that.
Do you think he looks like Burt Reynolds with that sleeveless vest on, that puffer vest? Do you remember Burt Reynolds in it?
I do, but I don't think those puffer vests were around in those days, were they?
Well, he had a black vest on. He was going down the river in the canoe.
In the canoe, yeah. That? Oh, the canoe. I've got a good story about a canoe.
Tell us.
Well, last week, I've got a kayak and Sam just bought a kayak and I said, let's go for a paddle down the river.
Woo. You both got kayaks.
I've got a surf ski.
No.
So you've got a surf ski.
I've got a surf ski and I've had one for many years.
Sue, let me tell you how this is going to go. You will take 10 minutes to tell this because you will say... I was on a kayak. You got a kayak, have you? Yes, Don, I've got a kayak. And I got into the river. Which river? I got into the Yarra River and I paddled. Which way did you paddle? This is how this will go. So go on, good luck. I'm going to leave you to it. You try and get the story out.
So I paddle down to Sam and we get Sam into his paddle. And then he gets in his paddle and he says, one thing, I just do not want to fall into the Yarra River. Okay, so he's got him perfectly. And that's the hardest thing.
Has he got a paddleboard now.
He bought a kayak.
He
bought one, yes, from
where?
A store, Anaconda.
Anaconda.
Was going to go to BFC, but went to Anaconda, went
you
past.
You just repeat every word anyone says. You said, he's got a paddleboard. Paddleboard.
So
where
did he get it?
Anaconda. And he got in the river.
We went downstream, just to the hooks there, one area there, and then we turned around and came back. So then we're in heaven because basically the current just took us, so we're going. So he went down a ways, went past my house, and he goes, I'll drop you off here, and then he'll paddle home. And I said, okay. So off he goes, paddles home, and he gets... Then about 45 minutes later, I reckon it was, I get this call from Sam, and he goes, wow, you wouldn't have known what I've just been doing over the last 45 minutes. He's been trying to get out of the paddle of the kayak. And seriously...
And out of the Yarra?
He did fall in after about 5 minutes and then he's just gone in. And then he's gone, then you can imagine all hell is broken loose.
He's swearing? Did you hear him?
I didn't
hear,
I probably could have heard it from way down on the other end of Docklands there. So he's in the river and I reckon if anyone filmed it, it would have been comedy capers. It would have gone viral for anyone. But
what about the kayak?
Well, it ended up on his head. He's trying to get out, and I thought...
I know it's humorous, Don. I know this...
We went sailboarding one night, Sue.
Did you?
Or one day down at off Blairgowrie. So we're out there. It was getting very late at night. Do you remember those 2 or 3 people that took off from Rosebud and went across the other side?
Yep.
Well, it was about 5:30. There was no wind. We couldn't get the sail up, and we're going out towards the heads. The water was dark blue, and here are He said, I'll tow you in. So he's put a rope on mine. He's got up on his.
You 2 together?
Yeah, 2. And we're not moving. I said, we're not moving. And I'm shitting myself because we're going towards the heads. I said, we've got to wave a boat in. No, we won't wave a boat in while we're going to do this. Well, I said, fucking one boat's gone by and I'm starting to shit more because we're going towards the heads.
The cadence buzzed. I nearly blew the cadence spars out of their sockets.
Anyway, Brian Beers... The former Collingwood player, I hailed a boat. So it was 6 o'clock when we got in and no one on the beach. We would have been out in Tasmania.
Let me tidy this up for you. I was on a sailboard with Don, and I was handling my sailboard, all right, but Don couldn't get his up, so I said, I'll try and tow you in. I could have left him and just sailed in and got on shore and called the rescue services, but no, I thought, oh, help me old mate out. And he's panicked. He's gone hysterical, he is. And I'm saying, just relax, mate. Just pretend you've belted someone on the football field and, you've rendered them unconscious. Just relax. So we did. We got into trouble. That's got nothing to do with me falling into the river. I fell into the river.
No, I could imagine what you were like. I couldn't get out. I could imagine that was...
Because I got a sore ankle. I couldn't get purchase onto the dock because I couldn't push off on the kayak, which at that stage was on top of my head. And it had a long rope to it, which I, as it slid through my fingers, the rope went 50 feet down the river. If I hadn't just grabbed the last inch of the rope, the fucking kayak would have sailed down the river and out onto the bay.
So you two will what, go up around that isle and paddle up the Yarra?
Island?
Under the bridge, you know, the island up at Richmond?
No, settle pedal. We only go probably about 50 metres down the river.
Paddle up to fucking...
Well, that'll
Dyche
develop
Falls,
your upper body.
Dyche Falls, like 8 mile up the river. What
no,
do you think?
It's for, not as far as Dyche, but that'll help you develop your body because you're not doing, you know, you're not what you used to be. And
no, that is true. I'm not.
I was interested to say
Sue's still what she used to be.
What?
She's a world champion. Don, you should have seen her kayak.
Can you still do a one-arm push-up with a... No, hang on. You had your right hand down, the left hand behind your back, your left foot down and the right leg up in the air and you're doing a push-up. Can you still do that?
Yeah, but I can also do it. That's with 2 points on the ground. That's with one leg and one foot. I can do it with just one arm.
Bullshit. Can you really?
I'll show you later.
I didn't see that on the video.
We already mentioned this, Don, that she did a one... You rang me up and said, I watched you do a one-arm push-up with a leg in the air.
I didn't say one-arm.
You did. Now, Don, do you remember just seven minutes ago, I said, this is my topic. This might piss you off, but does it piss you off when you go out to to have a coffee and you're sitting outside and there's dogs sitting on the seats next to their owners with their dirty-ass dogs?
On the seat or on the ground?
No, on the seat.
Bullshit. Where do you go to do that?
Everywhere you go, people who take their dogs put the dog on the seat next to them. And you think, geez, I've got to sit on that at some stage if the dog's not there.
Are you serious?
That's what pisses me off. We have just become oblivious now to dogs pissing on chair legs, every part of the fucking place that you're at, having a crap over there, people picking it up in a plastic bag and putting it in the bin next to you where you're eating.
Really?
Pissing on their... People just now put up with it because everyone does it and they say, oh, well, it's just common usage now that dogs piss everywhere and sit on the seats. Why don't people just push back on all that and say, hey, take your dog over there for a piss and stop pissing on fucking all the superstructure and the legs of chairs where you're sitting? Do you think that's unreasonable, Don?
No.
Don?
No, I'm speechless because...
Yeah, that's true.
I can't relate to that because of where I live. You know, dogs have got their place. Not in the city, I can't believe.
That's it. Well, so people say, oh, gee, don't be so...
Ivan, you've got dogs in your place, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. There's
fuck, I don't know how you put that. A dog in the bloody flat. Shit. How big's your dog? It's a rat.
We don't have a dog.
He said, how big's your dog? And you were thinking about it. You haven't got a dog, Ivan, you fucking idiot.
I was thinking of something to say.
You're thinking of something to say. Well, how about you say, I haven't got a dog, Don?
I don't have a dog, Don.
Oh, have a listen to these two. This is like...
What about the graffiti? You're into the graffiti in Melbourne?
Yes.
Apparently. You can...
Is that a parrot?
Yes, the QR code. I know what you're going to say, Don.
You can go and do this QR code and report the graffiti, but these people are pretty smart. They are now deflecting that. I don't know how they do it on the internet, but deflecting it to a pro graffiti site. Is that right?
Correct.
Promoting the idea of graffiti.
So they put a sticker over the original QR code.
Do they?
Yeah. And that... When you take the link off the photo, it directs you to a skateboarding.
Yeah, and the dumb council wouldn't be able to work out that that's happening. Let me tell you what the dumb council have done. This is not this. I don't think it's the Melbourne council. I don't think it is, but I was told this. It's either the Brighton council, whatever that is, or the Port Phillip. They used to give pensioners and retirees, they used to have a service where council people would come round and clean your flat if you were a bit infirm and couldn't do it, and that was a part
Meals on Wheels was another one, service to the elderly.
Yes, Don, but they used to come round and clean your place.
That's right.
On a, you used to book it in.
Yeah, regular basis.
And so a friend of mine was down the street and there was this jazz band playing, jazz band. On the street. And they said, oh, that's fantastic. And they were about to give them a donation. They said, no, you don't have to give a donation. The council has paid for the jazz band to play on the footpath to liven up the street, you know, just to make people feel good. And this is a person who used to avail herself of the cleaning facility. So she rang up. She said, look, I've been away. I'm on holidays. I'm ready now to resume the council coming round on a fortnightly basis to clean my apartment. And they said, oh no, we've cancelled that service, that's no longer we no longer provide that. And she thought, well, that's interesting, they no longer provide the service to clean people's apartments that have paid taxes for 60 years of their life, but they're paying for a jazz band to make the street more palatable so that people walk down the street and think, shit, that's nice music. Can you believe it, Don?
I can, because since last week we talked about council rates going up, and I've done a Did you know that state government control council rates? It gets approval by the state government as to how much they can put up their rates. And last week there was a story about how...
They're going up.
No, they're going to cap them this year. But in our situation, the rates went up 10% in the Mornington Peninsula Shire. And the government control the rates. It's not the council, and that all the council do is make a recommendation and then the government approves it.
Well, you wouldn't know. Hey,
so it is more money for the state government.
Since the Andrews government have been swept back into power, they didn't say that this was going to happen, and now they're in. And you wait till we have to wear masks again if they think the COVID thing is ramping up. You wait for all that. They backed off before the election because they thought it was unpalatable to the electorate. You wait to see.
What about the COVID coming into Australia? Why wouldn't you have a RAP test just as you entered the plane? You have to do it 48 hours beforehand. There's no...
I think we do now.
I don't think so. It starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Today or tomorrow from China.
They get tested as they get on the plane?
Yes,
when
over there to get on.
48 hours before.
So that's changed, has it?
Just changed.
Just changed. Yep. So it's introduced tomorrow, I believe.
Midnight, yeah.
Midnight
I think
tonight,
you're right.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
And the other thing is it's not being reported. I've got a couple of friends who are, and it was interesting, Karen Phelps, a former MP and president or administrator of the AMA, she and her wife are both suffering reactions, to the COVID injection, the vaccine.
Oh, really?
Now, this is not getting reported, and doctors are being shut down if you mention anything along this line. She and Doc Peterson, who we had on, they rang him up, but he told them that he was retired, so they couldn't deregister him. But also what they're not letting out is the after effects of COVID. And two of my friends are very sick. Still sick
long COVID.
From
long,
that's
long COVID.
Long COVID.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Still sick, and it's not getting publicised.
Yep.
They don't know what they're doing. This is a political...
Well, there's a lot more of it in the community now.
Yeah, but the after effects, you might think you're all right, but you're still suffering. And that's not being reported.
It's interesting that some people do get the effects, some people don't. Yeah. And I find it really fascinating that one person's got COVID and they sleep in the same bed, but the other person doesn't get it. It's like...
Yep. And these two friends of mine, it's interesting, a female. I don't know any male.
Don't comment on that. He's waited for you to stop speaking. And then he did you listen to anything she said then?
Yes.
What'd she
say?
She's
very smart. And
I
like speaking to her. She's got a brain.
What did she say just then that you completely ignored? Look at you.
It's a cricket.
You dumbass. What did she say then? You're not listening to her.
He's not happy.
You're not
with
listening
you.
To anything. She said, isn't it amazing that you can sleep in the same bed with someone who's got COVID and not get it yourself? which shows you that the injection or the vaccine is completely useless. What are you saying? Hit the button. We haven't finished. We've only done one topic. You said you've got 100, and where do I start? I'll tell you one thing. I think the woman who was camping on Beaconsfield Parade...
Yes. I know what you're going to say.
Well, what am I going to say?
She's back. She had the day off for Christmas.
Oh, I thought she'd gone.
No, she's back.
She's back.
Oh, my God.
She's back this morning. She was sitting there in the rain. Laying in the rain.
But usually
morning.
She's outside of the toilets, isn't she? She was actually morning. In between. That's where she's hidden.
Well,
so when you drive past, you can't see her.
Hang on. What's all right, that?
She was sleeping and camping in between, just outside the toilets, in the shelter there, whereas usually she's out in the street.
Where people have to step over her to go into the toilet.
She was out near the gutter this morning as I came past.
Well, we're starting a
all
campaign.
All the bedding is pristine white, clean as clean. So
we're starting a campaign.
Someone's doing it.
We're going to get that woman off the main boulevard. People want to go into the use the public's toilets in there. They've got to step over her. There's people dropping food off
her. All right this morning. She was out in the gutter, near the gutter.
The council are as weak as piss. The council are, Jesus, they're cowards.
Does she still smoke?
Don't blaspheme.
Smoke? Cowards, I said.
Is the Pope Catholic?
I said they're cowards.
Who?
You said don't blaspheme.
Yeah.
Cowards, I said. That's
you
not blaspheme.
You said Jesus.
I said, Jesus.
Using our Lord's name in vain.
I said, they're as weak as piss. I said, they're cowards. Man. We've got to get...
I reckon that every councillor must live in the area or the suburb.
Well, isn't that a
of
rule?
What is it? Well, I know there's not a lot
you're
of the city of Melbourne. Where are they? You know, and even the Port Phillip, and if they actually lived and saw the issues that were happening, these guys are making decisions of what's happening in our city of Melbourne or city of whatever, Port Phillip, wherever you live, but they don't live there. So they don't feel the effects of what they've...
Hang on, they've got to be ratepayers to get on the council, don't they?
But you can lease out an office. You can do many things.
I think that's how they get around.
Sally Capps, the mayor of Melbourne. She doesn't live in the precinct.
She lives in the car.
And she got an office off some.
What, Don? Yes. She's got
an
office.
All you have to do is have a
room. Council chambers.
And they make decisions, important decisions that affect us as ratepayers in our local community. And it doesn't affect them because they go to their leafy suburbs.
Oh, no responsibility.
Why don't you stand as Lord Mayor?
I did. Well, I didn't actually. I tried to. Get me to go through that again. I tried to, genuinely tried to, but I couldn't meet the criteria of presenting myself when I had to because I was overseas. Now, don't get me to go on about all that. I would have been fantastic at that job.
But we won't get you to go on about it.
No, don't get me to go on about it. Don, so we've got a guest in. Have you got any? Now I'm giving you one final chance. I'm not hitting the crickets button. You said you've got 30 topics there. You've mentioned not one, well, one of them. I'll give you one more chance, Don, to pick out your best topic, and then we'll go.
He's thinking about it.
No, God, it's like what you can see the cogs turning around of his skull. Don, give us a topic.
No, he's getting ready for next week, I think.
Don, I'm just read. Let's not discuss your topics. Just read out some of the things you'd written down. Go on.
Rock quiz.
Rock quiz? Is that a geology thing? Geologists?
No, ABC.
Oh,
SBS.
SBS? What's SBS mean? What's those initials mean?
Good one.
Right, SBS. So go on.
Come on, tell me what it means.
Southern Broadcasting System. I don't know. I made that up.
What's TMZ?
Thomas Nationwide Transport. Now, Don.
TMZ, said Z.
Oh, TMZ, yeah. 30 Mile Zone. Now, Don, give us...
No, it's not. There's a show. There's a show on television called TMZ.
That's what it is, yeah.
What is that?
TMZ.
This morning.
30 Mile Zone.
30 Mile Zone. I just told you, man. Give us the other topics that we won't discuss but you had written down.
I told you about NDIS. When are we going to do an investigative report into NDIS?
When are you going to do it?
Because, do you know those people?
He's got props.
Those people have penalty rights. You know what NDIS is? National Disability Scheme.
Insurance scheme.
Now, you sign up. Do you know they have helpers that go out and help these poor people?
Do you know on a weekday they get $62 an hour to go and either talk to somebody or take them shopping? $62
an hour. And the definition of a disability could be the tip of your finger could be off. So there's different levels of
or mental health. Yep.
So and the people who really need it don't get it.
And on a Saturday, $87 an hour.
Yes.
And on a public on a Sunday, $112 an hour.
That's the vagary of disability.
And on a public holiday, $134 an hour. They get.
Amazing.
It is the vagary of disabilities. Don, at the disabled Olympics, bloke. There was a swimmer. He said it wasn't fair because there was a swimmer with a one arm missing, and there was another swimmer in one of the lanes with a leg missing. And the bloke in the middle had two arms and two legs but was deaf. And they thought that was a bit unfair. But they were all had disabilities. That's a joke, Don. Now, listen, we're going to sign off now, Don. Tremendous effort today to bring those topics to view. The whole scribbled page you've got, sheet after sheet. You've not mentioned one of them, but we've given you several chances to step to the plate, but to no avail. So we're going to sign this off, and then we've got a very interesting person. She's interesting. I'm going to hope she thinks you're interesting, Don, because some of your questions are completely off the end of the chart. No one understands anything that you ask, but we'll see if we can get through this when we come back with part three of You Cannot Be Serious.
Cannot be serious!
Oh, shit, hang on. Excuse me, I shouldn't have said...
Because you